I dig your colors, girl. Shades of life, a lot of you. Tell me what you see through your eyes of changing hue.
Hello, colour. How are you? I'm Mumtaz Begum Hussein, and this podcast is where I share everything I know about colour. Now, last week's episode was about the colour blue, and interestingly, I found myself involved in a project involving this very colour. This week is Zebra Nietzsche Memorial Week, which remembers a cruel moment in history, the genocide of 8,000 men in Bosnia in 1995. Their bodies were hidden in mass graves, which were eventually found with the help of blue butterflies. The blue butterfly has since become a symbol of hope. I find this story so moving, and I ran a series of workshops where we made blue butterflies for an art installation. Seeing blue revered in this way is extremely powerful. Speaking of power, we all harness our own powerful energies, and these can be felt by our aura. The feeling that we project when we enter a space. It's like an invisible halo that surrounds us. Now, these auras have a colour, and understanding our colour auras can help us learn more about ourselves. So for episode 4 of Hello Colour, let's dive into colour and their auras. You may not be able to see an aura, but you can feel it. Think of your aura like a halo, but not just above your head, as we often see depicted in images of religious icons, but like a bubble that surrounds your whole body. Let's say it's around 3 to 4 inches wide all the way around. So that gap between your physical body and the air is your personal space filled with your own vibrations. Our aura is sometimes called the human atmosphere. It's made up of 3 layers that extend outward from our body. Our colour vibration is that initial layer that extends 3 to 4 inches around us, and that's the one that I'll be focusing on. Our auric colours show different things about us and how we're feeling, what type of mood we're in, and how we feel about other people. I mentioned that we can't see our auras. Well, most of us can't, but there are ways. Some people, like psychics and clairvoyants, can usually see the colour of a person's aura through using their intuition. Most of us, on the other hand, can't with our eyes, but there are ways. In 1911, a doctor working at St Thomas's Hospital in London created a screen with special dyes that allowed anyone to see their aura. Up until this point, auras had been recognised by Eastern philosophies for thousands of years. But this was the first time they were being recognised in Western medicine. Sadly, the dyes worked out to be too expensive, so the method didn't last long. But Walter Kilner, who invented the screen, wrote a study about how he came up with his aura reading method. Now, you can read this study for free, and I've put a link to it in the show notes. These days, an easier way to find out what the colour of your aura is by having an auric photograph taken of yourself. Aura cameras came on the market in the 1980s. The camera works in a similar way to a Polaroid, giving you an instant print. But it also has 2 metal hand sensor plates attached to it. So you would put your hands on the plates, and then the camera would take 2 photos. The first photo is a normal photo, and the second gathers electromagnetic measurements, which are converted into an algorithm, and this identifies the colours which are printed on your photograph. You can book a session with an auric photographer to find out what colours you are. And if you look on Instagram, you'll see thousands of people sharing their colour aura photos. They really are quite gorgeous. So what do the different colours of your aura mean? Now, regardless of what colours show up, if they're bright and clear, it means that you're in good health. But if the colours in your aura show up muddy, or there are blotches or lines or marks, it's an indication that you're not feeling so good and you may have underlying health conditions. So here's a rundown of the colours that show up in your aura and what they mean. Now, you will usually see more than one colour. Red is often the aura of children and young people, as it indicates that they're still developing their emotions, but it also shows up in adults who are courageous and passionate. Orange is a creative and sociable colour, and it may indicate someone who works in the creative industries or they have a creative way of thinking for problem solving. Yellow is an optimistic colour that shows someone who has a positive outlook on life and is enthused about it. Green shows someone that's well connected with themselves and they're really good at expressing how they feel, especially when it comes to matters of the heart. Blue shows us someone that's confident and a good communicator who likes to express themselves, so they might be a writer or perhaps they host a podcast. Now for purples, any violet or indigo colours show someone that has a lot of imagination and follows their dreams. A grey aura indicates that a person isn't well. It's possible that they're suffering from a mental illness or going through a difficult emotional time. White in your aura can mean that you have a strong spiritual connection. Not necessarily religious, but you have a big global perspective on things. Black indicates someone who is oversensitive, and it may be that you've swathed yourself in black as a layer of protection because you've got fears or worries about something. And finally, rainbow colours. If you see the full rainbow spectrum in your aura, then that indicates someone who has lots of good things happening to them and they're well balanced. Now that is definitely the aura that I'm aiming for. If you enjoyed this episode, please do leave a show review. And if your interest in colour has been sparked and you want to know more, then I've written a book called Hello Rainbow, Finding Happiness in Colour. Do check it out. Get in touch with any questions about colour that you have, and I'll answer them on the show. My contact details are in the show notes. Hello Colour is presented by Mumtaz Begum Hussein. The show theme tune is by Cellophane Company, a three-piece band based in LA, London and Tokyo. And you can hear the track in full, I Dig Your Colours, on their EP Colour Theory, which you'll find on Spotify and Apple Music. Until next time, stay colourful. Bye for now.